This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The bodies of six Israeli hostages have been recovered from Gaza. Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana reports.
Israel has recovered the bodies of six hostages from an underground tunnel in southern Gaza, the military said on Sunday, sparking protests in Jerusalem and calls for an immediate deal with Hamas to release further hostages.
They should have come back alive. They could have come back alive. We need a deal now. They need to come back alive.
The military said the six were kidnapped by Hamas on October 7th, but killed not long before Israeli troops reached them, less than a mile from the tunnel from which another hostage, Kaid Farhan al-Kadi, was rescued a few days ago. Among the group was 23-year-old Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg-Polin. He was one of about 250 hostages taken in Hamas's killing spree through southern Israel on October 7th that sparked the war in Gaza.
Reuters correspondent Francesca Lana. Israel's main union on Sunday ordered a nationwide general strike after soldiers recovered the bodies of six hostages from the Gaza Strip, where the military's battling Palestinian militants. The head of the powerful trade union ordered a complete strike for Monday in support of the hostages. The United Nations, in collaboration with Palestinian health authorities, began to vaccinate children in the Gaza Strip on Sunday, with Israel and Hamas agreeing to brief pauses in their 11-month war to allow the campaign to go ahead.
We target the central zone in Gaza, and we are targeting 157,000 children under 10. We will do that for 3 consecutive days, and if needed, we will add a day.
The World Health Organization's representative for Gaza and the West Bank, Richard Pieperkorn, the campaign began on Sunday and will move to other areas in coming days.